The opinions expressed in the following paid program do not necessarily represent those of WJZ AM 1300, CBS Radio, its employees and sponsors.
This is AHA Business Radio, creating AHA moments for business, by business, and about business, providing opportunities to discover information to help you run your business and guide your decision-making. The more you know, the better decisions you make. AHA Business Radio is produced by Alan Hirsch Advisors. For more information, log on to ahabusinessradio.com. To join in tonight's conversation, call 410-481-1300. Now, here's your host for AHA Business Radio, Alan Hirsch.
Good evening. Welcome to tonight's show. My guest in the studio is Jim Randisi. He's president of Randisi and Associates. I do that too often, is rush through things and get the names wrong. But we're going to be talking tonight about employee issues or volunteer issues around screening and background checks, which is what Jim does. But before I begin the conversation, just want to remind you, the listeners, that later in the show, I have the Katz A. Busch Business Update, the Offit Kerman Entrepreneurs Lab, and the Edward Jones Weekly Market Update. And then later in the show, I have the AHA Business Trivia Contest. The winner gets a gift certificate to the Fleet Street Kitchen in downtown Baltimore. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Alan. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's my pleasure to have you.
I enjoy talking about what we do.
So. I'm sure you do. But before you talk about what you do, I like to ask the question to my guests is, what motivates you to get up in the morning and go to work, which is more about why you do it than what you do?
We get motivated by helping our clients avoid people who have exhibited dangerous behavior in the past, maybe are currently using illegal drugs and have falsified applications. We believe that people are not going to change the way they behave for you versus the way they behaved in the past. So that's what we get a charge out of, helping our clients do that.
So how'd you get started in this business?
My background is accounting and auditing. I have a CPA, and I was with a large national property and casualty broker, and then with a subsidiary they owned that managed the large self-insured workers' comp and general liability claims. And while I was there, constantly saw situations where individuals filed workers' comp claims, and we found they were malingering, and then would discover they did this in the past, and they had accidents, and we found out they were using illegal drugs or alcohol. So it occurred to me that it would be beneficial if we helped companies do that on the front end before they were brought into the organization, and that's how I got started.
Well, so what are some of the things that you see employers or clients, or I guess they become clients, but situation that some too often, I guess, they come to you after the fact, after they've had the problem.
Yeah, it's like a burglary. People who sell burglar alarm systems always hit people who have had their homes broken into. So,
well, or did they arrange to have it broken into so they could sell the alarm?
Yeah,
that's a different story.
Right.
But
right.
I'm not going there tonight.
Right.
What is, if an employer is looking to hire people, what are the kinds of things that you think they should be looking at and looking into as part of that process before they hire somebody?
Well, we think there are three main areas. One would be an area we call backgrounds, where we will investigate a person's criminal conviction history. We can deliver motor vehicle records, motor vehicle records are relatively inexpensive and can be very revealing about an individual's character. We can deliver credit reports. We use trace reports to develop former names or alias names that the individual may have had and they're keeping from you. That would be one area. The other area where we help employers and other organizations, nonprofit organizations, is find out if they're falsifying your company documents. Have they falsified your employment application? Perhaps their education is falsified. And then the third area would be drug testing. And if someone is using drugs, illegal drugs, A lot of statistics show that they're three times more likely to be absent from work, four times more likely to have an accident, and likely to file false workers' comp claims. So those would be the three areas that we focus on.
Okay. So let's go back a little bit to the first part, which is some of the background. So what's entailed in a criminal background check?
Well, the structure of a criminal conviction search takes a number of facets. You have to decide, for example, how many years of addresses you want to go back to investigate. And you can also determine the level of crimes. Some organizations just want to know about felonies. Some want to know about felonies and misdemeanors. So, and then also, it's important to realize that a person's name, when we do a criminal conviction search, we're accessing public records. So if we do a search using James Randese,
What will we find?
Well, nothing.
I had to ask that. If you'd asked about my name,
I was going to use Alan Hirsch, but I didn't want to do that.
Before we finish that answer, just remind everybody that this is AHA Business Radio, and I have Jim Randese in the studio with me. And if you have any questions for either of us, call 410-481-1300. So let's get back to the seriousness of the subject.
Right, right. So if my name was James Smith or James McGillicuddy 3 years ago, and I had a criminal conviction under that name, if we just went to look in public records in jurisdictions within the past 7 years, and we just looked for James Randese, we wouldn't see that criminal conviction under the other name. And so that's why we use the trace report. The trace report helps us develop former names, alias names that people may have. And the trace report also helps us develop addresses. So if someone, for example, lived and worked in Maryland, and they told you that they lived and worked in Maryland, but they lived up in York, Pennsylvania for 3 years, and there's a criminal conviction up there. If you just search in Maryland, you're not going to find that. So you need to know where to go to look for the criminal
conviction. If they're giving you a false name, how do you actually, and maybe we're getting too deep into minutia,
yeah,
but how do you get the information in a trace file to find out they had different names or different aliases along the line?
Great name. Great question. So the trace report, what happens is whenever you make an application for a credit card, for a loan, for an automobile, for a house, if you make a deposit with a utility, for a telephone, what gets captured is your name and your address and the Social Security number. And so that's what we use.
So you do some of the tracing by getting information from the credit reports?
Yes. You don't have to use the credit bureaus. There are other databases out there and other services that.
But that would be one way to find tracing Social Security, tracing addresses, because if this person is the right name, they'll have a history within the credit or in other databases that you can search.
Right. So we take that other name, we take that address, and we see that the individual didn't provide it to our client. So we will go ahead and do a criminal conviction search in those jurisdictions if they're within the number of years that the client has mm-hmm. set up with us.
One of the issues is, and I'll talk about criminal records. What about the fingerprinting? Is that something you can do to a prospective employee or a volunteer fingerprinting for? I believe, for example, when you're working with young kids, the law requires you do that search. And I hate to use in case they've had previous encounters with illegal activities along with minors. So would I, as an employer, have the right to ask for fingerprinting and then have you search that beta to see if there are any crimes or issues involved with those fingerprints?
Good question. Not all firms have got access to the fingerprint database. A firm's got to be granted access either through federal laws or state laws. So, for example,
Or well, childhood education facilities would have the access to the state and federal law.
Yes. Yeah. If a company is working with vulnerable people in our population, if they're just blind or deaf, for example, or what also comes to mind is the First Tee organization, a golfing organization, those folks have been granted, those companies have been granted access to the fingerprint database. So,
because they're, again, they're dealing. I was involved with a local school, and right. all the employees and those volunteers that actually went into the classrooms or went into the gym to help and coach had to be fingerprinted to be checked. And,
right.
and again, that's the same. The First Tee, which is a golf program for right. young kids, I would assume the same thing applies.
Right. But. A lot of people
hold
think,
that butt, please.
Okay, I'll hold that thought. Okay.
Please do. Take a note or whatever you need to do. Okay. But we're going to go to the first commercial break. And when we come back, I have the Katz A. Busch business update. And I will continue the discussion with Jim Randizzi, president of Randizzi & Associates. And later in the show, I have the Offit Kerman Entrepreneurs Lab, the Edward Johns Weekly Market Update, and the AHA Business Trivia Contest. I'm Alan Hirsch of Alan Hirsch Advisors, and this is AHA Business Radio on CBS Sports Radio, 1300 AM.
This traffic update is brought to you by WesternUnion.com's mobile app. We are still looking at stop-and-go traffic for the most part on the Beltway through that stretch where we had the earlier accident and emergency in Arbutus. It is heavy and slow from 95 on the inner loop. We've also got some outer-loop delays through Arbutus, starting at Washington Boulevard and continuing into the Camp Meade Road area. From Reisterstown Road to Liberty Road, you've got outer-loop jamming up as you make your trip through Pikesville this afternoon. On Interstate 95, north of the city, heavy and slow from White Marsh Boulevard all the way to Mountain Road. This due to an earlier police activity incident that we had. And of course, we've got quite a few fender benders around the area. Police are on the scene at Bel Air Road and Lake Avenue. In Hunt Valley, County Police directing you around a crash at Shawan Road and McCormick Road. You might be stuck in traffic, but your money should not be. Send money around the world 24/7 with the Western Union mobile app. Download the app and send your money fast. Next time you need to send money, quickly get out of a jam and tap the Western Union app. It's money. I'm Angela Foster on CBS Sports Radio 1300.
Great athletes have coaches. So should CEOs and business owners. Hi, this is Alan Hirsch of Alan Hirsch Advisors. Owning a business takes drive, desire, and a certain amount of luck. Well, I can't help you with the luck. I can help you make better decisions, giving you a competitive edge. If you own a business, I invite you to contact us. Our goal is to help you align your company vision and your personal lives so you'll make and execute better decisions. At Alan Hirsch Advisors, we create those aha moments. Log on to alanhirschadvisors.com for more information. You've heard me say for a while now that great athletes have coaches, and so should CEOs and business owners. Having a coach in your corner can be very powerful, and I truly love what I do. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. I'll give you a free one-hour coaching session with no strings attached. Just send me an email at alan@alanhirschadvisors.com or call me at 443-977-4500. I'd be happy to talk to you. 443-977-4500.
Why are your potential customers buying from your competitors? And what are you doing about it? Whether you need to increase foot traffic or web traffic, you need a solid plan to reach new customers. Ah, new customers. That's what it's all about, right? At CK Westbury, we can develop and execute a plan designed to reach new customers and build loyalty with your current ones. We are CK Westbury Media and Marketing. 410-832-2426. That's 410-832-2426.
I read the Baltimore Business Journal, and so should you. The BBJ is the region's leading business-to-business news organization. If it relates to business, the BBJ has it. Learn who is growing, what your competition is doing, who the movers and shakers are, and how to reach them. Visit BaltimoreBusinessJournal.com for breaking news throughout the day. Sign up for daily newsletters. Follow your favorite reporters as they break news via online headline stories and Twitter. And read the paper each Friday for a deep dive into the stories that matter most.
Symphony Placements is Baltimore's leader in flexible staffing and human resource solutions. From temp to perm, direct hire, and payroll outsourcing, Symphony Placements continues to exceed their clients' expectations. Woman-owned, certified minority business, and ranked on the Inc. 5000 list. A full-service staffing agency that specializes in administrative, legal, healthcare, IT, call centers, hospitality, and convention services. They bring harmony to your staffing. Visit symphonyplacements.com for additional information. That's symphonyplacements.com.
Having a marketing partner who understands your business and your target market is an invaluable resource. Sparks Web Media Marketing are just that. From web and social media to internet marketing, Sparks will help you plan and implement your marketing strategies so you may focus on running your business. I'm Alan Hirsch. I use Sparks for all my marketing, and so should you. Their passion is to help your passion succeed. Call 410-244-5111 or visit onsparks.com.
Now back to AHA Business Radio, creating AHA moments for business, by business, and about business. To join in the conversation, call 410-481-1300. And now, it's time for the Katz Abosch Business Update on AHA Business Radio. Once again, here's your host, Alan Hirsch.
Regulations established by the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act create extensive penalties for some health reimbursement arrangements, which for decades have been a popular vehicle for small employers to subsidize employee health insurance coverage. In recent notices, the IRS has taken the position that HRAs established independent of the comprehensive group health plans do not conform to the ACA, or the Affordable Care Act, and therefore represent non-compliant group health plans. Such non-compliance group health plans are subject to a penalty of $100 per day per employee, which adds up to $36,500 per year per employee. For more information on this ACA update, contact Katz Abosch at 410-828-CPAS or visit katzabosch.com. I'm in the studio with Jim Randizzi, president of Randizzi & Associates, and we're talking about employee screening. And when we left, we were talking a little bit about the fingerprint database when I stopped him in mid-sentence. So, Jim, what were you going to tell us about fingerprint database?
A lot of people think that the fingerprint database, accessing it, is the gold standard. But in reality, Alan, what happens is, and a number of firms have done studies and found that 30 to 50% of the information in the fingerprint database is incorrect. And if you think about how information gets in there, you can see why. Anyone can get arrested for anything. So when you're arrested, your fingerprints are taken. So that record becomes part of that database, but there's no resolution. You don't know whether or not a crime for which you are arrested results in a conviction. And the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission wants employers to use convictions. So there's a lot of misunderstanding about that. And
sounds like there might also be a lot of misuse of that.
And misuse of it. And what's a shame is that a lot of employers get a record from the FBI fingerprint database and make a decision, never let the individual know. Never let the individual know that the record they used was from the fingerprint database and turn them down for employment. So the federal government recently, the government accounting office recently issued some guidelines for the people who run that database to clean it up a little bit. So
And try to change it from and add the resolution.
Right.
So are there some of the same kind of problems with the – I guess there might be, but you're the expert on some of the – on credit cards and credit
– credit reports.
And credit reports, because, again, they're really not public like like some of the public databases. I assume the motor vehicle is actually public records, so just about anybody can go in and see the motor vehicle records. But are the credit reports – they have some of the same kind of problems?
Well, they do. And the credit reports that an employer or a nonprofit gets on an individual is not the same kind of credit report that an underwriting company would get or a loan company would get. So the information in the credit report is limited. And
so what things don't you see, or let's more positive, what things will you see in a credit report as a potential employer versus what you don't if you're...
Well, if you're pulling an employment credit report, you're not going to see as many years back as you would if you were a loan company or if you were an underwriting company looking for insurance. So that's primarily the reason.
And again, you mentioned very, very early when we started this that you see certain things in a credit report that can help you identify. So identify for trace reports and other kinds. So what are some of the things you might be looking for on a credit report that can affect the employment?
Well, let's talk about credit reports. First of all, the credit bureaus have in place a process that assures that the company is a legitimate company. The credit bureau will send their own representative out to do a site audit of the company and make sure that the company who's getting this information is in fact located where they say they are, and they're not in the garage somewhere.
Right.
Credit bureaus have been
so that would do away with me that works out of my own home. But before you finish, just want to remind everybody that's listening that I'm in the studio with Jim Randisi. And if you want to call or have any questions for either Jim or myself, please call 410-481-1300. So go ahead with the credit reports.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to some other things that I think are probably more important, but go ahead.
Well, governments have implemented a number of restrictions on employers as far as being able to access credit reports. In Maryland, there are some institutions that have automatic access to it, and if a company doesn't fall within one of those categories, you just have to demonstrate that you have a legitimate business need for looking at the business.
And if you don't hire somebody because of the credit report, do you have the same reporting requirements as if you don't give a loan to someone because of the credit report?
Great question, and that's a mistake that a lot of employers make. We are a consumer reporting agency, so if we deliver a credit report, if we deliver a criminal conviction report, a prior employment verification report, everything is covered by the Fair Credit Reporting Act, and a lot of very large companies have been tremendously fined because they haven't followed some very basic rules, one of which is if you use any information in a report we as a consumer reporting agency give you, you have to give them a pre-adverse action letter, which merely tells the individual, hey, look, we got this report from Randisi and Associates. We're going to take adverse action unless you tell us that something's wrong.
So when you said earlier in the show that some people don't tell them about the criminal record that might be wrong, that they really have an obligation to a legal obligation to tell that prospective employer what was found when they did the employee check.
Yeah, exactly. And as I mentioned earlier, you know, we're using names, addresses, and we're using date of birth.
Right.
And in a country with 300 million people, it's rare. But I will tell you it's happened where a criminal conviction has been delivered to a client, and the person to whom the client was talking to was not the person with the criminal conviction. And thank goodness our client issued the pre-adverse letter. We did some additional due diligence. We had to find a file that had been moved to another location 4 years ago. But we were able to determine and that the information was not true. So
yeah, and because I've run into this, I'm actually the third. So I actually, my dad at 95 is still living.
Okay.
So we sometimes get each other's information on our credit reports or whatever going on, and trying to straighten that out sometimes can just because we're related is a pain in the neck. So, and how many other Alan Hirsch's, you know, or Jim Randese's there? We have no, you know, you really don't know.
I have a cousin with the same name, almost the same age. So.
Yeah. So I understand that. So that's the, and the other part that you talk about is the drug testing. And that's both for pre-screening, I would imagine, and continual screening.
Right. When it comes to drug testing, you can an organization can test for the five illegal drugs on a pre-employment basis. And they would be marijuana, opiates, PCP, amphetamines, and cocaine. So perfectly legal for our firm to test for those five illegal drugs on a
But not something like an oxycodone or oxycontin.
Right. You can test for those additional panels, the five panels, after you've extended a conditional job offer.
Oh, okay.
Because there may be some, there may be a situation with the Americans with Disabilities Act, and you're going to find out some information.
You know, that they might be, particularly in Maryland, which is now working on medical marijuana.
Right.
They might be in a situation, yeah, they did a drug test, but they're legally allowed to have the marijuana.
Well,
and then you have
the
situation of, you know, they are legally allowed to have it or not legally allowed to have it because it's in a state, but the federal crime and all those kinds of things.
Well, we talked about that earlier, and I mentioned.
But before the show, actually.
Yes, and an employer's right to terminate someone who is under the current influence, emphasize the word current influence, of marijuana or any illegal drug, that employer's right to terminate has been upheld in a number of situations. So employers do not need to be scared, frightened of taking action against an individual who's under the current influence of an illegal drug.
Okay. Yeah. That's a good place to take a break.
Okay.
Because I need to pay for the show. And and as we go on the commercial break, I have the Offit Kerman Entrepreneurs Lab. And we come back from the break, I will continue the discussion with Jim Randese, president of Randese & Associates. And later in the show, I will have the Edward Jones Market Update and the AHA Business Trivia Contest. I'm Alan Hirsch, and this is AHA Business Radio on CBS Radio 1300 AM.
I'm Mike Mercurio, and this is the Entrepreneur's Lab. Hiring qualified employees is one of the most important tasks facing any entrepreneur. It is very easy to fall into the hiring of family member trap. Family members are generally available and trustworthy. However, a competent employee requires attributes beyond availability and trust. Competent employees are hired for the skill as it relates to the open position. Entrepreneurs need to hire the best possible candidate for each position. To do so requires a strict vetting process. If a family member is qualified for the open position, following the vetting process will allow the candidate to be evaluated based upon objective criterion instead of emotion and likability. Odds are against most family members from truly being the best candidates. It is a common trap and one of which can set the entrepreneur for many headaches down the road. For example, it is nearly impossible to give a family member a fair and candid job performance evaluation. After the entrepreneur, the employee of any business are the keys to success. Routinely hiring family members in your business is rarely a good decision. For more information, call Mike Mercurio at 301-575-0332.
You've heard me say for a while now that great athletes have coaches, and so should CEOs and business owners. I truly love working with entrepreneurs, helping them solve problems and growing their businesses. If you run a business, you may have wondered if you could benefit from having a coach. Let me make you an offer you can't refuse. I'll give you a free one-hour coaching session with no strings attached. Just send me an email at alan@alanhirschadvisors.com. or call me at 443-977-4500.
As a business coach, I'm surprised to find business owners who manage their own marketing or have no marketing strategies at all. I am Alan Hirsch. Sparks is my creative marketing partner who understands my business and is an invaluable resource to me. Sparks will help you plan and implement your marketing strategies, including web design, social media, and internet marketing. Their passion is to help your passion succeed. Call 410-244-5111 or visit onsparks.com.
Whether you're a solopreneur or run a company of thousands, whether you're selling widgets or finding ways to make them, there's one critical question for your success. Why? Great leaders have a reason why they work, why they are in business, why they do what they do. The answer differs from person to person. What's important is that you have an answer. At Alan Hirsch Advisors, we create those aha moments will help you discover your why. Call me at 443-977-4500. That's 443-977-4500.
I read the Baltimore Business Journal, and so should you. The BBJ is the region's leading business-to-business news organization. If it relates to business, the BBJ has it. Learn who is growing, what your competition is doing, who the movers and shakers are, and how to reach them. Visit BaltimoreBusinessJournal.com for breaking news throughout the day. Sign up for daily newsletters. Follow your favorite reporters as they break news via online stories and Twitter. And read the paper each Friday for a deep dive into the stories that matter most.
Be More Fit is combating childhood obesity, and we're asking for your help. We're a nonprofit that trains teachers how to energize students with fitness breaks and mini lessons about health and nutrition during their school day. The result? Students expend pent-up energy and return to learning with renewed focus, and it really works. Be More Fit is hoping to expand our program to schools throughout Baltimore and is asking for your donations. Visit bemorefit.org. That's bemorefit.org to learn more. Help us help Baltimore's students.
Now back to AHA Business Radio, creating AHA moments for business, by business, and about business. Once again, here's your host, Alan Hirsch.
Welcome back. And as I said before the break, I'm with Jim Randizzi, President of Randizzi & Associates, and we're talking about pre-screening and testing for employees, both future and existing. But there are a couple of things that we were talking just beforehand about the issues of, particularly in notification, and some of the issues about with the new drug laws and with drug testing, some of the implications. And you were saying that an employer has the absolute right to fire somebody who is working under the influence, is at work under the influence.
Currently under the influence of an illegal drug. And that's because marijuana is still illegal for federal purposes. And in fact, in Colorado, the case I think is Dish versus Coates. And that was taken to the state Supreme Court. And they upheld the employer's right to terminate an individual who was under the current influence of marijuana at work.
Even though it's legal and it's decriminalized in the state. And I use that term differently than legalized,
right?
Because I think they're just curious what's going to happen if the Justice Department decides to crack down. Because right now they're doing nothing to the few states that are legalizing when it's a federal crime.
Well, what's more concerning is there are a number of bills in D.C. that are floating around wanting to make marijuana a legal drug. And if that happens, then the basis of those decisions would be not applicable anymore. And not a cause for concern. It can still be treated as alcohol.
I consider the way and that's why I use the word decriminalized, because I see alcohol, it's still controlled by the states. It's legal to drink, but you still have criminal penalties if you're operating or working operating a motor vehicle under the influence. So making something legal, to me, doesn't mean there's no criminal penalties for using it.
Exactly.
So I use the term decriminalization,
right,
rather than making it totally legal.
Right.
That's my differentiation, and I don't know if others out there agree with me or not. If you don't, please call and let me know. So the other thing I want to talk about before we go is when you talked about the criminal background. I know in Baltimore City and in Maryland and other jurisdictions, there's this effort to, I think it's called Ban the Box, which deals with the checking of criminal history on applications. Can you explain that a little bit? Because I know it's going out there, and in some jurisdictions it's already approved. I believe it was approved in Baltimore, but not in the state. Am I correct?
Well, what happens is the Ban the Box does not make an organization not be able to do criminal conviction searches. It just changes the timing of when you inquire as to the history of a criminal conviction in a particular person's background. They don't want this question on the application up front to be a flag for an employer or for a nonprofit to remove someone from the hiring process if they just happen to have a criminal conviction in their background.
So in other words, if I am the owner, I'm looking at, I get 50 resumes, and I'm going to go through one to determine which ones I'm going to interview or take to the next step. I could, without the law, I could literally throw out all the ones that checked off criminal conviction.
Right. And that's what happened. And that's was the motivation for governments to implement that ban the box.
Yeah.
They just want employers to give an individual a chance to explain, to first move to the next step in the hiring process.
Right. Because, yeah. And as we talked, I think, before the show on the same issue, so, you know, what determines the criminal conviction? Is it a nonviolent crime? Is it, you know, we talked about marijuana. You know, someone with a gram of meth, caught with a gram of marijuana, is convicted of a crime. Is that really what we're trying to, by having criminal convictions on someone, is that really what we're trying to keep out of the workforce? Or someone, some kid making a mistake like that and gets caught with it, where all of a sudden, because of the box, you're creating a problem for them ever getting employment.
Right.
Versus the hardened criminal, as I said, I was a volunteer for a nonprofit where we didn't ask that question. And unfortunately, the executive director actually stole most of the reserves of the nonprofit and had done it before. So, you know, there's two ways of this and looking at this. So go ahead.
No, I was going to say what the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, wants you to do, Alan, wants an employer to do, is develop a matrix, develop the criminal convictions that, if they exist in a person's background, would have a bearing and indicate that that person should not be in the position. So if someone has committed a particularly violent crime and they're working with children or elderly, I mean, that's perfectly okay to remove them from the hiring process for the existence of that crime. But as you said, if it's not a particularly, if it's a nonviolent,
I'm not the expert in this area, but it's not a crime where other people are really involved. I think it's important that these people, and many of them, get the opportunity to try to turn themselves around and get employment.
And that's what we help employers do. We help them develop a matrix. We tell them what crimes a person has in the background, and then we help them work through whether or not this person should be removed or not be removed. And a lot of people think this is a red light, green light kind of process, and oftentimes it's not red light, green light. It's a situation that has to be evaluated. Decisions need to be documented. Why you remove someone from the process, and in case it's questioned later.
So, yeah. So what do you know? Why do potential customers yours come to you in the first place? And two, what are some of the mistakes that they make that hopefully you're correcting?
Well, a company, and I often get asked a question, is there a particular industry or niche that we have? And it just runs the gamut. I mean, as long as a company wants to protect their clients, protect their associates from people, protect their reputation from people who have exhibited...
Protect their
assets. Right. If they want to do that, those are the kind of companies that come to us. And
talking about those kind of companies, what kinds of things, even working with it, do you see some of these companies making mistakes in?
Primarily, again, going back to the Fair Credit Reporting Act, that requires that an organization give an individual a disclosure. It's got to be conspicuous and written, and they have to get their authorization. And then they have to give the individual a summary of their rights And then we talked about the pre-adverse and the adverse action before. You would be amazed at how many large, very large companies have been fined for just not simply complying with those simple steps, not giving the individual disclosure, not getting their authorization from the individual, making decisions without telling them that they've gotten these consumer reports. So those are mistakes that have cost employers a lot of money.
So one of the things I think you just mentioned the word, the authorization. What I think you're saying is an employer in the application has to get the authorization of the potential employee to actually do any of these kind of background checks.
Exactly. Exactly.
So you need to have, as an employers out there listening to this, you actually, to do any of that, you actually have to get their permission.
You have to get their authorization. And a mistake that employers make is their authorization wording doesn't say that they can obtain these reports both on a pre-employment basis and throughout their employment. We have a lot of clients that run recurring reports on their employees, motor vehicle records. We have a YMCA that does criminal conviction searches every 3 years on their employees. So without that wording in the authorization, they'd have to go to these individuals every time and get the authorization. So that's another mistake that.
It's not just doing the screening; it's making sure the employer's paperwork is in place so they can legally do it.
Right.
And secondly, continue to legally do it during the employment of the individual, which includes, I would assume, the authorization to do ongoing drug testing and all those kinds of things as well. If it's not part of the employment application they sign off on, an employer could be in trouble.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Thank you. And as we go to our next commercial break, I have the Edward Jones market update. And when we come back from the commercial break, I will have the AHA Business Trivia Contest and continue my discussion with Jim Randizzi, President of Randizzi Associates. I'm Alan Hirsch of Alan Hirsch Advisors, and this is AHA Business Radio on CBS Sports Radio 1300 AM.
This is John Cambariotti, Financial Advisor with Edward Jones. Stocks have increased for four straight weeks, and the S&P 500 Index has gained over 10% since the flash crash in late August. Additionally, the S&P 500 Index is now back into positive territory for the year. This week's strength can be attributed to increased expectations for China and Europe to further relax their respective monetary policies in order to boost economic activity. Positive earnings reports from several large capitalization companies also played a role in supporting the gains this week. For more information or questions about your own personal portfolio, give us a call at 410-455-0148. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You've heard me say for a while now that great athletes have coaches, and so should CEOs and business owners. Having a coach in your corner can be very powerful, and I truly love what I do. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. I'll give you a free one-hour coaching session with no strings attached. Just send me an email at alan@alanhirschadvisors.com or call me at 443-977-4500. I'd be happy to talk to you. 443-977-4500.
Having a marketing partner who understands your business and your target market is an invaluable resource. Sparks Web Media Marketing are just that. From web and social media to internet marketing, Sparks will help you plan and implement your marketing strategies so you may focus on running your business. I'm Alan Hirsch. I use Sparks for all my marketing, and so should you. Their passion is to help your passion succeed. Call 410-244-5111 or visit onsparks.com.
Visit the Power of Age Expo at the Maryland State Fairgrounds in Timonium on October 28th and 29th, where you can pick up the latest information and resources from more than 275 exhibitors and vendors. Check out special feature areas, enjoy continuous entertainment, obtain free health screenings, explore the job fair, and much more. Please visit the event's website at seniorexpoonline.com for more information. For exhibitor details, please call 410-887-2012.
Here's some advice for business owners. Make your system fit your business. Don't make your business fit a system. Think about that for a moment. Make your system fit your business. Don't make your business fit a system.
At Allen Hirsch Advisors, we know the challenges and rewards of owning a business. Having the right system can make all the difference in the world. You're already busting your tail to be successful. Let us help perfect your systems. Log on to AllenHirschAdvisors.com for more information.
The Maryland Construction Network is an innovative construction association representing the entire construction community. With premier networking events, relevant educational programs, and unique and creative ways to market and promote your business. The question is, why not the Maryland Construction Network? It's affordable and it's effective. As a business coach, I recommend that you check it out for yourself. Visit mdconstructionnet.net to learn more. That's mdconstructionnet.net.
Now back to AHA Business Radio, creating AHA moments for business, by business, and about business. And now it's time for tonight's AHA trivia question, where you can win great prizes from the AHA Business Radio Show. Call 410-481-1300 if you know the answer. And now with tonight's AHA trivia question, here's your host, Allen Hirsch.
Welcome back. What famous British Prime Minister sold 18 canvases or pieces of art to Hallmark greeting cards for reproduction as greeting cards? Again, what famous British Prime Minister sold 18 canvases to Hallmark greeting cards for reproduction as greeting cards? If you think you know the answer, please call 410-481-1300. The first caller with the correct answer will receive a $25 gift certificate to the Fleet Street Kitchen. And I'm Allen Hirsch of Allen Hirsch Advisors, and I'm talking to Jim Randisi, and we've been talking about employment screening. One of the questions that I guess is implied by all the things we're talking about is, what should the application, from an employer point of view, what should the application have on it, and what should it not have on it?
Good question. And we recommend that. We were talking about the authorization earlier. That's got sensitive information. It's got name, address, date of birth, and Social Security number on it. We need that information in order to do a background investigation. So it should be kept separate from the employment application. There's no reason for example, hiring managers need to know all of that sensitive identifying information on individuals. We have a process that allows our clients to send individuals an email, or they can send them a link, and they do all this online over secure communications. The information is there, can only be accessed by authorized users of the client, and the information stays in that system forever. So keeping that separate will allow an employer to pass around the information on the employment application, and hiring managers won't be able to maybe see a date of birth and know, have any potential
and have
the, being
the
age.
Really the personal information, won't have
right.
access to the personal information.
Right.
So how does this, with a smaller business, is this a software and system that you have that you allow your customers to use?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if I were a company with 5 or 6 employees, I could use the system as well as a company with 250 employees.
Sure. Or 2,500 employees.
That's right.
Yeah.
So it's a system that you maintain rather than a system that each employer maintains, so that it stays out of their system, so that it's not part of any files or documentation that someone could actually interior
exactly.
back at the information.
Right. Only authorized users at that employer are going to be able to see.
Mm-hmm. Because as we all know, having some people on the show before, when there is fraud or security breaches, 70% of it's internal anyway.
Exactly.
So you're trying to keep it away from the people within the company. Just want to remind everybody that we do have the trivia contest. What famous British Prime Minister sold 18 canvases to Hallmark cards for reproductions as greeting cards? And I'll give you a hint. It's in the 20th century. So please give us a call. Love to give away the gift certificates. It's a great restaurant. Been there. Love it. So love to give away the coupons. So give us a call. at 410-481-1300. So you've, over the years, the last, I guess, 16 years since you've been doing this, are there any stories that you can tell without, I guess, without breaching confidentiality, where you've helped an employee or an employer or a employer really, I won't use the word, but really made the made mistakes that could have been prevented?
Well, that's a great question. And one story comes to mind that we're not associated with, but I want to preface it by saying it's just incredibly difficult to put a value on a negative. I mean, how much can you tell an employer you saved by avoiding someone? But I did a blog a while ago about Jerry Sandusky from Penn State. Right. And it just so happened that he was looking for a position with Juniata College. And they did a background check on him and found some records that were concerning, and they didn't hire him. So that, to me, is the perfect example of avoiding someone who may have significantly caused you issues later on.
Yeah, I mean, I take a look at some of these college football coaches, and I don't know the story where I know a couple stories where they said they went to this university or that university, and they never did. And it's strange that the universities actually don't take a look at the and just pick up the phone and call the did this person go there?
Education is the most abused information on an application. Very studies indicate it's anywhere from 28% to 33% of education information is falsified. It's false. So it's one way to find out about the quality and character of someone. An education verification and see whether or not they have the degree from where they said they were.
It's you know, and there's a prime time show on one of the not network, one of the cable stations that deals with a lawyer that claims he went to Harvard, never did.
Right.
So I guess
it happens.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it has. Some of these things, you know, I actually had a conversation with we were at the movies the other night and it was based on a true story. And I think every one of the previews we saw that night were true stories.
Yeah.
And she said, "What's going on with this?" I said, "Well, you know, life is stranger than fiction."
Exactly.
So that's really true. Some of that. The one other question, and before I just want to remind everybody, we only got another 30 seconds for the trivia question. Someone wants to call in 410-481-1300. So what are some steps for those out there that aren't employers but employees? What are some of the steps that you could recommend that employees talk to their employers about in this area?
As far as
implementation of plans or for example, someone is a, you know, I don't know, someone works on the shop floor and realizes there's a problem with employees and they don't do screening. What can they recommend to the HR department that they implement in order to protect the safety of the facility?
Well, if the company's not doing any screening, they can express concerns to the HR folks that perhaps they know some other associates in the workforce or some other volunteers they're working with have exhibited dangerous behavior in the past.
Okay.
And, yeah, I mean, number of situations where exactly that has happened.
Well, and every employee, remember, I think out there we have to remember that every employee is part of a company. If it's managed well, in some ways it's like a family. And it's your obligation as an employee to recognize a problem and let those in responsible know what's going on.
Yeah.
I think that's the answer to that.
Yeah.
Just what are the... we're about ready to wind up the show. I just want to tell people that the answer to the trivia question was Winston Churchill.
I was going to guess that.
In 1950, he was paid an undisclosed sum, which he donated to the Churchill College at Cambridge University. And they own them, and they actually have an exhibit, and it was called the Winston Churchill Collection, the collection of greeting cards. Jim, I really want to thank you for being on the show tonight. And for those out there that are interested to learn more about employee screening, how can they reach you?
Sure. Our website is randisiandassociates.com, R-A-N-D-I-S-I-A-N-D, associates.com. Our phone number is 410-494-0232.
Well, I also want to, again, thank you very much for being here. I want to thank my producer, Tish, who makes everything happen in the back in that dark room back there behind the glass. Please join me next Tuesday at 6 p.m. when my guest will be Bill Stimpft of the Baltimore Mediation and co-author of his new their new book, Being Rational. I'm Alan Hirsch of Alan Hirsch Advisors, your host. To reach me, call 443-977-4500 or visit my website at www.alanhirschadvisors.com. You can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook at AHA Biz Radio. That's AHABIZRADIO. This has been AHA Business Radio on CBS Sports Radio, 1300 AM. You've heard me say for a while now that great athletes have coaches, and so should CEOs and business owners. I truly love working with entrepreneurs, helping them solve problems and growing their businesses. If you run a business, you may have wondered if you could benefit from having a coach. Let me make you an offer you can't refuse. I'll give you a free one-hour coaching session with no strings attached. Just send me an email at alan@alanhirschadvisors.com or call me at 443-977-4500.
I read the Baltimore Business Journal, and so should you. The BBJ is the region's leading business-to-business news organization. If it relates to business, the BBJ has it. Learn who is growing, what your competition is doing, who the movers and shakers are, and how to reach them. Visit BaltimoreBusinessJournal.com for breaking news throughout the day. Sign up for daily newsletters. Follow your favorite reporters as they break news via online stories and Twitter. And read the paper each Friday for a deep dive into the stories that matter most.
As a business coach, I'm surprised to find business owners who manage their own marketing or have no marketing strategies at all. I am Alan Hirsch. Sparks is my creative marketing partner who understands my business and is an invaluable resource to me. Sparks will help you plan and implement your marketing strategies, including web design, social media, and internet marketing. Their passion is to help your passion succeed. Call 410-244-5111 or visit onsparks.com.
So, picture this. You get an exciting lead on a potential buyer. You want this client. You need this client. You've got the product and the talent to blow the pants off this client. But you find out they want to go with your competition because they look more professional. If this sounds like you, call Coil Studios at 410-825-6858 immediately. Doing business is a lot like online dating these days. Personality will only get you so far, and you can't afford to look generic. Coil Studios is the photography and video masters that you need to help catapult you into your clients' faces and away from your competition. Let your images get your customers running to you, not away from you. Call Coil Studios at 410-825-6858. 410-825-6858.
Symphony Placements is Baltimore's leader in flexible staffing and human resource solutions. From temp to perm, direct hire, and payroll outsourcing, Symphony Placements continues to exceed their clients' expectations. Woman-owned, certified minority business, and ranked on the Inc. 5000 list. A full-service staffing agency that specializes in administrative, legal, healthcare, IT, call centers, hospitality, and convention services. They bring harmony to your staffing. Visit symphonyplacements.com. For additional information. That's symphonyplacements.com.
Great athletes have coaches. So should CEOs and business owners. Hi, this is Alan Hirsch of Alan Hirsch Advisors. Owning business takes drive, desire, and commitment. I can help you make better decisions, giving you a competitive edge. If you own a business, I invite you to take advantage of the benefits of having your own coach and advisory board. We connect you with other business owners, giving you the opportunity to participate in a group that acts like your board of directors. Your group would be comprised of non-competing business owners, each bringing different perspective and backgrounds. The goal is to improve your decision-making and help you think outside the box. You'll also meet monthly one-on-one with me as your personal advisor and coach. Together, we'll work to align your company and personal visions
so you'll make and execute better decisions. At Allen Hirsch Advisors, we create aha moments. For more information, log on to allenhirschadvisors.com or call me at 443-977-4500.
The opinions expressed in the preceding paid program do not necessarily represent those of WJZ AM 1300, CBS Radio, its employees and sponsors. CBS Sports Radio 1300 is WJZ AM Baltimore, WJZ FM HD3, Catonsville, Baltimore, online at cbsbaltimore.com.